Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. This is Youth Station.
Choo-choo-ka-choo, it's the Youth Station for you. That's right.
Yes, so now you know.
The one and only Mudaffar Haider with our sister
Asma at your service. Mm-hmm. And now it's all clear
that this is Youth Station.
Yes.
It is a very special show.
Of course.
We are taking you into the bright future ahead of you. Our dear youths and listeners out there,
yes.
If you're older and you don't consider yourself a youth anymore, that's okay. You can still listen because what is important is that you are a youth at heart. You know what? Maybe reality is just a dream. So let's just, you know, make the most of this dream. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, let's just, you know, enjoy this dream. You know, I have a friend who talks about his dreams and he says he actually had a dream of praying salah.
Nice.
He's glorifying Allah in his dream.
Yes.
I was like, that's amazing. You know, that means that your soul is so pure that even when you're dreaming, you're basking in the radiance of Allah.
Yeah. Hasn't it ever happened to you to dream about going to a spiritual journey, to a holy shrine, to a sacred place?
I'll have to think. Maybe.
So it happens. I guess it happens to all.
I dream a lot about school.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's nice as well.
Especially when I was going to school, like back in the day.
Exam days.
The horrible, horrible exam days.
Yes.
And I used to dream about, you know, just being with friends in school, messing around and, making fun out of the teacher. And
so you liked your age of going to school. The time when
like
you went there.
I mean, I loved it and hated it at the same time. You know?
Why did you hate it then?
I think the education system is a little bit crooked, I feel. As well as that, you know, there's bullying and all sorts of social pressures that you have to face in school as a kid. But then the real thing is the education system. I did a bit of teacher training. And there I got taught something really interesting. They said you have to teach the kids how to think, not what to think.
Yes.
There's a big difference
like
between
teach
these
them
two.
The fishing, not giving them the fish.
Exactly. Don't spoon feed them. Teach them how to acquire the tools in order to teach themselves.
Yeah.
But I feel the education system in the West, I don't know much about Iran and the rest of the world, but
I guess it's a widespread sort of a thing.
It has become a global phenomenon.
So you can apply it to everywhere.
Right, yeah. I heard that once upon a time, universities were a place where you would learn all the different sciences.
Yeah.
And that would help you to really understand. You know, when you became a bachelor of arts or you became a doctor, you were well-versed in philosophy and physics and chemistry and mathematics, you know, all the different subjects, you would become a doctor in all of those subjects.
Exactly.
But now we are specializing in certain things. And I'm not totally against the idea of specializing. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We need to specialize in a certain trait, in a certain field. But
have a touch upon other subjects as well.
Yeah,
speaking of the old ages when they were teaching students old sort of subjects, I heard one of the scholars was talking that they specialized a course called anthropology for us to study about humanism. So that was very nice. Now you're studying medicine and at the same time they're teaching you about humanism.
It's really important to broaden your horizons, right?
Exactly.
You meet so many people who are so deeply engrossed in their field of study.
Yeah.
Which is great, which is good.
Of course.
It has its advantages. But at the same time, you know, an academic should have their mind open to other subjects as well.
Of course, yeah.
And I feel like the education system has kind of narrowed everybody's thinking. Have you seen that film, Divergent?
Yes, I have seen it.
No way. I thought you don't watch movies.
No, I watch too many movies.
Oh,
how
right.
come I don't watch movies and I study literature?
I don't know. In my head, I just thought, you know, you're the book reader and your little brother is the... As a movie guy.
I watch movies and I read books and I enjoy both of them. And right now, I guess we have to go for a break and then we'll talk about it later.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Yes, we're talking about educational system. I am Asma and brother Muzaffar in here. We're talking about the important parts related to educational system.
Have you seen that film, Divergent? If you recall, they show in the movie that there is a dystopian, tyrannical government. And the way that it is controlling the population is by making them specialize in one of four fields. So there was the military field, science field, and then there was this kind of humanitarian field where people would be caring and loving to other people. And what was the other field?
All I remember is that the fight they did against all those people, that's the shadow that I remember from that movie.
So the main character is somebody who is divergent, meaning that they are military and they can also go into a different faction as well. The reason why that is a threat to the ruling elite and the system that's in power is because as long as they keep society divided through this educational system, the people will never be able to rebel against them. And I'll give you a quick example. For example, the military, they only know military might. They know how to fight. They know how to shoot. That's it. But they don't have...
And they're strict people.
Yeah, they don't have scientific brains. They don't have the mind to think for themselves.
Exactly.
They can't think of anything else, right? And therefore, they're always going to shoot whoever the ruling elite tell them to shoot. And they'll never think to themselves, hey, maybe the real enemy is the
ruling elite. And now, speaking of movies, have you watched Dead Poets Societies?
No, it's on my... You keep on saying, you mentioning it.
That's amazing.
I
whenever we talk about educational system, unconsciously that comes into my mind.
That's
because
a very good example.
That teacher was a rebel against all those old classical teaching systems.
It's Robin Williams, right?
Yeah, Robin Williams.
All right, fine. I tried watching it. It was so boring.
You have to watch
it. Like, nah,
it's such
I
an amazing movie because that one teacher changed the destiny of all those students.
Well, have you seen Three Idiots?
The Indian one.
Yeah, you have to watch Three Idiots.
Yeah,
that
was
brilliant.
Also very amazing. Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
You actually saw it? Oh my God. You are a movie ball. That's
yes,
cool.
Of course.
That's cool. So, education system. So I think that one of the biggest problems with the education system is that it's making people narrow-minded. To put it into a nutshell.
Yeah, and I think the reason is because of the things they're teaching us. And now if I compare my books to my brother's book, then I would say that they have gone through a drastic change.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of the concepts that we were about to learn have been omitted from their books. So what they're going to learn is pretty a touch of the things that we were studying. And they would leave it for them to go for universities and then in a specialized way to go through all those concepts that we as high school students were just learning. So that's a great deal of a change.
Is that a negative change or positive?
I guess it is negative.
Why is it negative?
It is negative because if you can see the students right now, they are so much busy with other things because they're not too much forced to study more of deep concepts so that they have more of time. Maybe what I'm saying right now is so domineering, but I guess you have to let students' brain be engaged with too many concepts so that they get that they have to go through more and more.
Are you saying it's become easier?
Yes, it has become easier.
You know, this is a complaint that I hear a lot. And I think every generation, for some reason, it does seem, or at least people say that it's gotten easier. For example, my mom's generation, they'd be like, oh, you know, we used to do it a lot more than this. And
yeah.
But then sometimes you hear the opposite opinions as well. Sometimes people say, no, no, this is really
I'm telling
intense.
You the difference. Well, the difference is maybe the entrance exam that we gave back in time for getting to go into universities was pretty much easier than right now. Right now, the process of education is easy when you're out of school, but when you are about to give an entrance exam, you have to kill yourself to get into there. Right. So the competition is the thing that matters right now, not the knowledge that you have.
Now that's just going to create a lot of stress, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah.
But
so now, remembering all those hardships that we've been through, we have to go for a sip of water. So let's go for a break. You're listening to Youth Station, and this is the last part of today's episode. You know, brother, just recently I've been talking to my friends and saying that I think I can see no more views from this educational system. And I think if I had a child, I would have hired a governess to teach her at home. I don't wish to take my children to school.
Wow, you're saying
because the amount of damage that is going to cause is more than the amount of benefits that is going to give them.
I don't know, because I have no idea about the education
now
system.
Now I'm studying people in classical ages. They were all right about what they were doing. You know, you hire teachers for your children to teach them in a specific subject, and then you see the talent of your child, and then based on that, you decide which one to continue, which subject to continue.
Well, you're free to do that, of course.
Yes.
It's just that now we've developed to a point where, alhamdulillah, we have public schools, which is really helpful because everybody can
have
the option.
We have public schools, but then, you know, now if we put educational system aside and the way that teachers are treating the students, there's also another thing, the process of interaction of all the children together with different backgrounds and different cultural ideas. And you know what I'm talking about. There are too many dangers in there, I suppose.
Well, you know, sometimes I feel that we keep our children too sheltered. That can be a problem too, right?
Yes, that can be a problem, but I think the problem is going to be less than the kind of problem when you send your child into school with too many people from different backgrounds, with too many maybe harmful ideas, and then it would cause more of damage.
They might need to know how to deal with it. Eventually, they're going to go into the working world,
so how,
right?
How children used to do it back in time? In their ages also, in the classical time that I'm talking about, there were also too many things to learn, but the students got enough of education at their home, those, of course, who were wealthy. And then when they grow older, they would learn it. The life would teach them everything.
Well, those were privileged people anyway.
Yeah.
Right, those were a special class of people.
Yeah, but right now it is not a special class if you bring a governess into
class. We're
talking
about
the same amount of money you're going to spend when you're sending your child into a school. I mean, now it is not the matter of being privileged, because the same amount of money that you're going to pay to a governess, you have to pay to the school. So there is no more free learning, I suppose, if you want to give a special sort of education to your child.
I think there's pros and cons to both of them. But one of them is definitely for them to be part of the society, to learn how to engage with people who have different ideologies and come from different backgrounds. I think that's a huge part of the learning process. And without that, lots of kids won't develop the necessary skills that they need in the workplace and in adult life. At the same time, I do understand the concern of some parents when they say that they want to homeschool their children, because sometimes the pressures of society can be a little bit overwhelming. So I think that's something that, you know, parents need to really think about and decide for themselves, inshallah.
Yeah, Yeah, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. And may Allah shower you with His blessings and protections. So, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.